So you're probably asking yourself, how to successfully grow a facility management company in today's digital age while still remaining profitable? You know that marketing should probably be in the mix, but you may not know the best approach, the newest strategies, or which digital platforms to market on. So how do you use marketing to grow your FM business today? That is a question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Javier Lozano Jr., and welcome to the Facility Management Marketing Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Facility Management Marketing Podcast. As you probably know, I'm your host, Javier. If you are a new guest to this podcast, thank you for listening and chiming in. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, I can't thank you enough for you being part of this community. And so your support and all of that has been super duper helpful in the success of this podcast and the content that I'm putting out there. So with that, we're going to be diving into the best way to help facility and property management companies find their dream customers. And so this is something that is it's kind of interesting because we all have this whole like, you know, I need to find my dream customer, and you think you know where they are, and you have a concept of like, well, I think they're here or they congregate in this area. And so our dream customers, they all leave breadcrumbs to more of those dream customers. And this is kind of what I mean, all right? So like, you know, for us as a company, we run advertising on social platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, as well as on Google. And we are seeing trends on where our customers congregate, where they hang out, their tendencies, that sort of stuff. And so, you know, I'm not going to be talking about ads and stuff so much, but what I'm trying to point out is that our ideal customers, we already have an idea of who they are, what they do. And so what you want to do is you kind of want to almost write out who your ideal customer is and almost have like a picture of that person. And I know it sounds silly, but you should probably do this exercise. It makes the most sense. Is almost have like a cutout of this person, and this person has a name. Okay. And you're going to probably want to do, you know, like, you know, two or three cutouts because they can represent pieces of your ideal customer. All right. So for instance, like in the facility management space, the majority of the customers, not all, but the majority, I wouldn't be surprised if it's mostly males. Okay. So then you're probably going to have a cutout of like a guy that you might call Bob. All right. And then Bob essentially has these things that interest him, all right? And it's not just like demographical things, but there are other things and tendencies that you kind of picked up over the years of saying these types of people tend to be like this. And when you start doing that, you start marketing to specifically to Bob. And the idea and the goal is that you create content in the sense of, you know, I'm going to market to people that are like Bob, and I'm going to be writing my marketing ads, and I'm going to be creating content for Bob only. And you're like, well, that seems like you're pigeonholing yourself. No, because there's more Bobs like him. All right. And then you do the same thing for Sally. Okay. Where Sally essentially has a certain kind of persona, and she thinks a certain way. And maybe she's educated and went to college, and they went to a specific type of university. They have a specific kind of background, and you look at your particular like customer base. So, you know, your target market, you've got to think about who they are. So yes, you got to do the demographical things. Like, what's the age group? Is it between the ages of 35 and 55? Is that your target audience? Okay, excellent. Is it mostly male people? Probably. If you're going after facility managers or property managers, they're probably going to be male dominant. All right. Now, your business might be different. It might be a woman driven business, and there's a lot of women influence in that business. And so therefore you have more females that kind of like lean towards your business because of how you've positioned it. That's great. Okay. Or you might be a minority owned business. Okay. You know, African-American, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. And so people tend to lean towards working with you because you're minority owned or minority driven or whatnot. Sorry, I'm taking a drink of water. So, you know, what I'm saying here is that you got to think about who your target market is. So you got to think about age. Yes, you got to think about, like, you know, male, female. Then you got to start thinking about more of like, okay, this person is, are they educated? Are they uneducated? And when I say uneducated, I mean like have a college degree, or are they trade school? Or do they go to trade, to a trade school type, you know, program, and then kind of fell into the facility world, which is probably pretty normal, okay? And so your target audience, they leave these clues of who they are, and there's other people like them, all right? So let me give you an example. For like, for us at RapMate, we have our targeted audience is mainly males because we're targeting home services. So we typically work with males for the most part. Not that we only focus on that. Like, we advertise to all demographics, but it's males 18 to 65. All right. Because those people is who you're going after. And it's not like 25 to like, and we know that there's like an audience of like, hey, but like 25 to 45 tend to buy more from us. We know these things, but like 18 to 65 tends to be kind of what we're looking at. They're business owners. So they're like Joe the plumber, all right, or Jack the handyman, or Bob the HVAC technician, okay? And we tend to put out marketing, you know, collateral or marketing stuff that really influences the home services space, okay? And then those people tend to have, I would say, 1 to 3 vehicles in their lineup. They have one vehicle because they're a one-man show, or they have probably like 2 vehicles and they're, you know, they've been wanting to get a vehicle wrap, but they don't know, you know, who to contact, how to go about it, that sort of stuff. They've been kind of interested in this whole vehicle wrap thing, all right? They have like an understanding of their business, and they want to start expanding their marketing. Okay. And so these people are going to have between 1 and 3 vehicles. Now, I'm not saying we don't have outliers. We do, but we know for a fact that they have between 1 and 3 vehicles. We have data that actually shows this stuff. Okay. And then from there, they tend to, as their business grows, because their wraps are doing well for them, then they tend to get another vehicle, and then that one gets wrapped again by us, and it continues. And then these people are very reputation driven. Reputation is important to them, okay? And so they understand the value of having a branded vehicle in front of, you know, Sally's house that's going to have her HVAC ducts cleaned. And so they know that that's important, not to look like you've got this creepy white van sitting in front of that house. You know what I'm saying? And so we know those people. We know their pain points. We know their challenges. We know their struggles. And we know them because we call them out in the conversation. And another example is like whenever I was running my martial arts studio, I knew exactly who I was marketing to. I was marketing to moms that had 2 kids typically, okay? And they were between the ages of like 35 and 45, maybe 50, all right? And she was a stay-at-home mom for the most part, and had, you know, maybe like a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old, and then like another kid that was a little bit younger that wasn't old enough for martial arts, so one of the kids always started first. That was our demographic. And income levels was like, you know, the mid-6 figures, okay? Because our programs were a little bit more expensive. And so that's, we knew those things, and they were educated. Okay. So they typically were either college educated, or they, you know, have done well for themselves. It's usually a single family, income earner. Very rarely did we have dual income earners in that family. And if we did have dual income earners, the kids were older. So do you see what I'm saying? These parents find the value in the, like, what martial arts would develop as far as focus and discipline. They see all the value behind that. And so you've got to figure out who is your target market. All right. Not who would you like to have as your, don't do that. Who do you look at your business, and then from there, see who like your most ideal customers are, and you'll probably figure this out. Let's say you had 100 customers. 20 of them are probably like your most perfect customers. Like, they're like, these people are amazing. They pay on time. They do this. They don't complain about everything. They do all these things. Our business had that. We had a very strong 80-20, and 80% of the business essentially kept the lights on. 20% of the business was our core. They bought into the systems, and then those things would start, you know, fluctuating. Like, so some people would leave out of that 20%, and then some of those 80% would be influenced by the 20%, and they'd be getting into that, and we would basically mold them to fit into that 20%, and that was ongoing. Okay, they bought into everything, and so you've got to figure out who that core that you're looking for. Okay. And so look at your customer base and start writing them out, and then start creating like two different profiles. You know, Bob, who is your, you know, who's your FM that has these things. Like, you know their ages and you know their demographics. You know all those things. But then there's other things about them. They're like, you know, I noticed that a lot of these guys read these magazines, or they go to these events all the time. They always go to the IFMA event, or they always go to the Connects event, or they always go to the RIFMA event. You see what I'm saying? Or they always go to the BOMA event. And I always see them in this particular, like, you know, these types of settings. They all have something in common because these people want to be part of a community. I'm bringing these things up because the next thing is, where is your target audience congregating? Okay. Do they congregate at these types of events like IFMA and BOMA? Do they congregate at Connects or RIFMA? Where are they congregating? Okay. And so you want to figure out where they hang out. And so when you know where they hang out, then it's going to be a little bit easier to start inching your way into their world. And then you don't go in there as a pitch fest. You go in there as just having conversations. And so a great example is that we've been going to trade shows recently because trade shows are now starting to kind of kick back in again. Take another drink. Hold on. And essentially what's going on here is that these trade shows, we're going to a franchise trade show. It's called the Franchise Expo, or the Great American Franchise Expo. And these are hosted on the weekends, unfortunately. So I'm flying out, you know, different parts of the country. And we're not franchising our business. I'm there to connect with the franchisors, the either up and coming new franchises that have just gotten their FDD and they're looking to like, you know, make a franchise, you know, grow and that sort of stuff. And then I started learning about these franchise consultants. They work for a bigger firm. And they, you know, oversee 10, 20, 30, 200 brands, and they try to get more franchisor or franchisees to buy into this franchisor. And then they also consult the franchisor on how to like market and operate and sales and all these other things. So these guys are like experts. And so they sell their services to potential customers that are franchisees. And so that's a place where people congregate. So when we go to these events, I'm not pitching to the franchisor. I'm just talking to them. I'm like, hey, you know, how's business going? And they're like, oh, great. You know, we just got our FDD and you know, it's just been kind of tough. I'm like, right on. I'm like, what are you guys doing for like marketing and stuff like that? And I'm like, oh, we do this and we do this. Oh, man, like, I like that. It's a really good approach. You know, I think I should probably implement that. Or I do it the other way. I'm like, you know what? You should probably try this because we've been doing this in our business and it's been crushing it. And like, oh, that's really interesting. And then what I also do is I have a speaking engagement for 30 minutes teaching about and educating about brand marketing and the value behind brand marketing and how to improve it. And so I educate people about this whole brand marketing strategy. And then in that education, I also talk about vehicle wraps. So what's been happening is that now these people that are franchisors at these events that are there to try to get franchisees, they're now going to my speaking engagement and listening to what I'm trying to say and teach them about all these strategies about marketing. And they're like, man, that's really interesting. And then guess where they go after I do my presentation? They come to me to my booth and start talking to me about X, Y, and Z. And then they're like, you know, we struggle with vehicle wraps. We need this. Crazy, right? And so you figure out who your target audience is, you figure out where they congregate, and then you find a way to penetrate that congregation and just let them know about you without selling them. All I'm doing is educating. All I'm doing is talking. Like, all I do is I just go out and hang out and have some beers on Saturday night. And actually, I don't drink beer. I'll have some whiskeys or whatever, depending on where we're going, and hang out and talk and just learn and just listen. And I don't say anything. And then I start talking to like the promoters of these trade events. And they basically tell me the same thing of what they're doing and what's working. And then they're like, man, this Javier guy is pretty cool. I like his business model. He's not here to try to like pitch everybody. He's here to learn and listen. And so when you figure out where they congregate and you're able to actually contribute to the community, all of a sudden people are like, these guys are legit. And when you do that for your facility and property management company, I guarantee you, people will start calling you and asking for your business. They'll ask you to like help them solve their problem. We're getting that right now, and we've only gone to 2 trade shows so far. Imagine if you did this for, I don't know, you know, a quarter of the year, and you focused on maybe like a trade show per month that was like IFMA, BOMA, you know, and any of the other ones that are smaller community, not that big. The big ones are really tough to penetrate and get through. You can do it, and I've got strategies for it. It can be done. But the smaller ones, you start building up and you start getting a reputation. Man, this Javier guy knows, you know, about this, this, and this, and he can put you in touch with this person that can help you with this. And then you become the connector. You become the authority. All right, so now you've got 2 things. You know who your target audience is, you know where they congregate, and then next, you know, you got to know how to get a customer to leave a congregation to check out your business. And so the way they leave a congregation, like, and when I say congregation, it's not a church. Congregation literally means a gathering, okay? It's just a gathering of people. That's all it is. And so all you're trying to do is just be like, hey, thanks for listening to me. I'm trying to influence you to listen to me over here, okay? Like, I've got some really cool things. Let me give you some bait. And you slowly have them come listen to you. And the best way to do this is speaking engagements. And then in that speaking engagement, I'll be doing a podcast on how to create like the proper webinar or presentation, like the best presentation. Like my presentations have been crushing it right now. Like, I'm getting anywhere from like, I don't know, 5 to 10 to as many as like 20 plus people sitting in my speaking events. And my stuff is completely different from everybody else. You're like, well, Javier, that's not a lot of people. All I need is a captive audience of people that are interested in what I have to offer. I don't need 400, 500, 600 people. I need a captive audience in the congregation that I'm going after to tell them what we do. And so I make my pitch at the end, and then I just, and that's it. And you're like, well, you're pitching. I'm like, well, I'm not pitching. All I'm doing is educating and then letting them know that vehicle wraps is a great way to help increase their brand. And I tell them the value behind all of those things. In that process, I also give them tidbits of knowledge and information of what to do to improve their branding, their marketing, and how to get better return on their paid ads. That's it. That's exactly what I do. And I teach all those things. And then people think I'm an authority. And then after that, they're like talking to me and asking me questions. It's really cool. And so all I do then after that is say, hey, what we should do is we should probably schedule a time to discuss a bit more about what you guys are doing, what your pain points are, and how we can possibly help you. And then I pass that on to our sales team. If it's a big enough account, then it's probably going to be handled by our SVP of revenue, which is going to be Ryan. If it's a small to medium-sized account, then it's probably going to be handled internally by our inbound team. But that's how we create that congregation to where they check us out and they leave what they're doing. So you do those 3 things. You understand your target audience, who your target market is, where they congregate, and then try to convince them to leave that congregation, check out leave that congregation to check out your business. All of a sudden, you've created your dream customer. That's it. It's as simple as that. You do those 3 things. you are creating more dream customers. And the beauty about doing it like this, it's organic, right? It's holistic, okay? It's a natural way of growing your business. You do enough of this where you're doing it, you know, 12 times a year, and you're doing it across over the next 2 to 3 years, all of a sudden you've built a reputation. And that reputation is worth so much more than you can ever imagine. All right, that's it. I hope everyone enjoyed it. That was simple, straightforward, to the point. So I asked three things at the end of my podcast. Number one, make sure you guys give us a review on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. A 5-star review would be most ideal, because if you find value behind this, that encourages me to continue to put more great stuff out there, okay? So if you can take just like 2 seconds and give us a review, that would be super duper awesome. Number two, connect with me on LinkedIn. So I know I do a lot of outreach connections to a lot of people in the facility world, in the property management world, and you guys that connect with me, I really greatly appreciate it. But maybe share my connection with somebody else, like, hey, you might wanna, you know, listen to this Javier guy. He seems like he's got his stuff together. I feel as though I have my stuff together, but you get my point. And then the third thing is if you can share my podcast with people in your community, okay? So this is how I penetrate into the market, is by asking you guys to assist me, okay? And so if you have a friend or a colleague that would probably benefit from this podcast, share it with them. Send them a DM, send them a text message or something, so that they get to hear it and understand it a little bit more, okay? So that's pretty much it. If there are any kind of episodes that you're like, man, I would love to know what Javier's take is on X, or I wonder how he's going to be doing Y, then like just send me a DM on LinkedIn. That's where I'm most active. You can find me on linkedin.com/in/Javier Lozano Jr., my full name, okay? Connect with me on there. Send me a DM, and I'm active on there. I will reply back to it. And so that's pretty much it. Hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I'll talk to everybody later.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a listen to our Facility Management Marketing Podcast Secrets. This is your host, Javier Lozano Jr. One other ask I've got for you guys is to subscribe to our email list. You can go to bouldermediasolutions.com/email, and that way you can get updates on some marketing trends that I'm seeing, some strategies that I'm executing, and more importantly, I'll be actually launching some webinars and training that's going to help your company use marketing strategies to essentially grow your business. We'll be doing some training, offering some courses, that sort of stuff. So you can always unsubscribe to that email list. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is more for facility management companies that want to grow their business by using marketing. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Have a great one.